This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. Even with 2 months left in it, the 2017 hurricane season has been one of the more active ones in recent years, at least here in Florida. And while such action may not be good for most of us, it's exactly the reason that Jennifer Collins came to the Sunshine State. The London-born Collins is an associate professor in the University of South Florida School of Geosciences. We sat down to talk to her about her new book, Florida Weather and Climate, but first I wanted to know, can we expect such intense hurricane seasons or more record-setting powerful storms like Harvey or Irma in the future?
People often try and attribute seasons and what's going on to a certain event. In the past, a lot of people tried to attribute it to El Nino. These days, people are asking if it is climate change. And attributing a single storm or even a single season to climate change is very difficult. Some weather phenomena we can attribute more to climate change, for instance, heat waves. There's a very good relationship between warming temperatures and heat waves. With hurricanes, it's a little bit more difficult. However, there's been some good research out there. Kerry Emanuel, the other day, a respected colleague from MIT, he posted in the Washington Post about the natural disaster. And so hurricanes, flooding, all that is natural, but the disaster is really because of the high coastal population that we have, the inadequate infrastructure. So, I mean, he's noted that the population who are exposed to hurricane hazards has actually tripled since the 1970s. So there's no doubt that these storms are going to get worse. Research shows that there doesn't seem to be a change in the global frequency of hurricanes, but there does appear to be a change in the intensity of them. And again, human influence on these systems in other ways. We know that as global temperatures increase, the ice sheets melt, this raises the sea level, and that impacts storm surge.
Switching the subject just a little bit, you have a new book that you wrote with Robert Rowley and Charles Paxton. It's called Florida Weather and Climate. And I love the line underneath that on the book cover, and it's more than just sunshine. What were some of the things, more fascinating things that you learned about Florida weather in putting this book together?
One of the interesting chapters to me is on beaches, chapter 9. So we discuss meteor tsunamis. They're like tsunami-type waves, and they occur because you have rapid changes in pressure that move quickly as you go over shallow continental shelves offshore. So these waves are often small, but the first well-documented case in Florida occurred in 1992 around the Daytona Beach area, when a large wave just came out of the dark at night and swamped people's cars that were parked along the beach. But my favorite chapter has to be the hurricane chapter, because this is my area of research.
Beyond the book, my understanding, you have a number of grants, including some that you've picked up just very recently after Irma, so looking at the research there, but also one that's targeting students who are interested in weather. Why don't you tell me about those grants?
The NSF grant I recently got for Irma was to quickly go out, do field research. So a team of USF students were trained to conduct surveys, and we interviewed people as they evacuated, as well as after the storm, those who didn't evacuate. So we were really interested in the geophysical and social influences which affected people's decision to evacuate. The other exciting grant is called the NSF Research Experience for Undergraduate Students. This will target sophomore students, those at universities and community colleges, as we bring them into USF during the summer for the next 3 years, and they will learn all aspects of weather, climate, and society. And the program has a significant research component to it, where the students will conduct mentored research programs with faculty at USF.
That's going to really kind of help the field of meteorological study, is it not, by bringing in students that may not have had the chance otherwise?
It is targeted for those exact students, those who haven't had the chance, those who haven't even thought about a STEM field. And they'll also get the opportunity to work with mentors from different disciplines. So mentors from physical and social sciences will come together to mentor these students.
And I have to ask, how does someone from London end up so interested in Florida weather?
It was actually on my birthday in 1987 that a great storm came through England. It was sometimes referred to as a hurricane by the public, but it wasn't a hurricane. It didn't come from tropical origins. However, it did have hurricane force winds, and it caused places in London to lose numerous trees. A place called Seven Oaks in London, because of the large Seven Oak trees, became known as One Oak. It affected me because my birthday plans got cancelled. Good news was the dreaded German test got cancelled too, as there was no school. But I got really interested in this storm and wanted to find out how it occurred, and went ahead and did my PhD, got the opportunity to come to lots of conferences in the US, and got connected and interested in the weather over here.
So go where the action is.
Absolutely.
The book is called Florida Weather and Climate, More Than Just Sunshine, published by University Press of Florida. Jennifer Collins, Associate Professor in the USF School of Geosciences. Again, thank you for joining us on University Beat.
Thank you.
For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.